20 minutes until 9 o'clock. One of the stories that you're probably going to hear during the Brian Kilmeade Show, all new at 9 o'clock, will be the short-term, one-week funding bill to avert a partial government shutdown. The Senate making quick work of that last night, sending it over to the president. Fox's Jared Halpern with a closer look at this. It buys a little bit more time for negotiators to continue their work on a massive full-year spending package. Are there signs, Jared, that that will get done over the next week or so?
Yeah, I don't think this one week, and it's so much fun when you get to cover the congressional time machine where they just move the clock a full week. So it's like hop into the DeLorean and we're ready to go. But listen, I don't think that deal gets done, that vote happens like it happened yesterday, if there weren't this sort of framework agreement already in place, right? And so negotiators, this has been more of a Senate product and sort of a bicameral product, but at any rate, there is an awful lot of confidence amongst Senate Republicans and Democrats that this omnibus bill is going to get done. I think there are still some conversations about maybe what else is included in it, including potentially like the Electoral Reform Act that sort of recalibrates how the Congress handles the Electoral College. I know that the Senate this week passed that TikTok ban on government-issued devices. The House may sort of slip that into the end of the year thing too. The bigger question I think is going to be how much support it kind of gets amongst House Republicans, who are pretty livid at how this is going down. They had preferred Republicans in the Senate to reject a long-term deal and instead just sort of pass something that got government funding into, say, February or March, so that Republicans in the House could play a bigger role in this process when they take over in January. Uh-huh. That was not the preference of Senator McConnell. He talked about that, why that wasn't his preference, that it wasn't what the military wanted. It wasn't the right thing to do for all these agencies. And so we have seen a little bit of a rift this week between the Republican leader in the Senate and the Republican leader in the House. And we'll see how that plays out next week as they probably put the finishing touches here on this year-long funding package.
Well, we'll have a chance to revisit on that and revisit on the Jaguars and the Cowboys. You're a Cowboys guy, but you worked in Jacksonville, so you have some allegiances there.
When you're born into it, Rich, you know how it is.
That's true. I did root for the Lions when they defeated
for
the Jaguars.
For a long time, yeah.
You got a pick for Sunday?
And I know who your pick is in the college football playoff.
Well, of course, yeah. But how about Sunday? Do you see the Cowboys winning, or are the Jaguars going to pull this one out?
Boy, if the Cowboys don't win, I'm gonna lose hope for the season.
Well, I look forward to talking with you on Monday then.
I mean, I could be despondent on Monday morning.
We'll call you anyway. Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Thanks, man.